On the 3rd of October, 1935, Italian armed forces from Eritrea invaded Ethiopia without a declaration of war, thus beginning the Second Italo-Abyssinian War. The international community looked on. They imposed limited sanctions, but otherwise seemed powerless to stop them. The boat was the SS Giovanni, which seemed only appropriate given the fact that at least three of its passengers, including myself, had been in the SS. It was a medium-sized boat with two funnels, a view of the sea, a well-stocked bar, and an Italian restaurant. This was fine, if you liked Italian food. Kirk dropped into a chair that creaked ominously under his weight and dropped a handful of gleaming galactic exchange notes onto the table. Stolen money? No, quite the opposite. 2 years' work, mining and refining ore on Pyrrhus to get it, and then selling it here on Cassilia. You can check on that very easily. I sold it. I'm the Pyrrhic ambassador to this planet. He smiled at the thought. Not that that means much. I'm ambassador to at least six other planets as well. Comes in handy when you want to do business. It was a lovely sunny day in Sandy Bay. Rory and Scruff McDuff were enjoying a picnic when suddenly a friendly voice rang out across the beach.
Ahoy there, Rory lad!
Rory and Scruff McDuff looked round to see their friend Captain Campbell striding towards them.
I'm on my way to the Pelican Cafe. Care for an ice cream?
Wow, thanks, Captain, said Rory,
and Scruff jumped around, wagging his tail. The Pelican Cafe stood at the far end of the beach, but when they walked inside, they got an unpleasant surprise.